well, as they say, the show must go on. The wind has picked up here, and again, as we say, the show is live and anything can happen, and we know that for sure. Maya from the Pack AD joining us once again, this time in person. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yes,
today. And I guess welcome to Festival. It's been an incredible weekend. Your first initial thoughts then as to what you've experienced here?
I want to live here.
Everybody's saying that.
Yeah, well, I guess it's a current, everyone has that feeling coming here. It's a great festival and it's gorgeous here. And I like the thunderstorm, whatever. I'm from Vancouver. This is great.
This is nothing. It's just home. So had you been to Dawson City before, though?
No, this is the first time. We've been to Whitehorse, as far as UConn goes, but first time in Dawson City.
What do you think? You know, when you walk down the streets here, it's like an old, sort of like a Hollywood movie set, really. Is that how you would describe it to somebody?
No, for me, it's like a video game.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm currently playing the game Red Dead Redemption, which is basically like downtown Dawson City.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
I'm almost expecting, like, you know, somebody to kick the doors of the saloon, you know what I'm talking, or like Granny Clampett Beverly Hills.
Buy a shot for $2. Yeah.
Did you do the sour toe?
No, I have not. You know what? And I don't think, I'm going to go investigate. I don't think I'm going to participate. I'm going to watch from a distance. I heard that the toe's deboned, and that kind of makes me feel strange. Maybe I'd feel better if the bone was still in the toe.
Maybe. That make a difference
for
you?
I'm not sure. Just became really graphic when I heard about the deboning. It just like took it to a whole new level.
Yeah. And I don't know that we want to go to that level
on our family-friendly show.
Well, you know what? Everybody needs a little bit of a...
Whatever.
Toe bone every now and then. Where are we going with this?
This is a family festival.
It's raining. Let's give the weather report to everybody. No, but you're performing, you know, every day this weekend at the festival. So the crowd here just loves the music.
Yeah, what a great crowd. That was insane. Last night they pretty much broke the barrier fence at stage, so that was exciting, and the crowd surf and having a good time, and yeah, I mean, you just can't ask for anything more.
You know that it's not a good show unless that happens, really. I mean,
well,
that's kind
yeah.
of...
Completely.
You didn't do your job if they're not breaking down the guardrail.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah. So what are you expecting to see and do then for the rest of the weekend here? You're going to take in some other shows? Or are you going to?
That's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to check out like Lisa LeBlanc and who else? Wesley Hardesty. Yeah, we're going to try and get P.S. I Love You. We haven't seen anybody because we've been doing our own thing. We did our workshop today, so we're going to get a chance. And then tomorrow we're back at it doing our show and another workshop. And yeah, we're just going to try and cram in as much good times as possible.
There's such diversity in terms of musical talents here. I mean, we've got everything from, bluegrass and country and hard rock and, you know, like, it's incredible the amount of talent that they can pack into this small little place.
Yeah. No, I think it's a really good variety. I think they've really sort of hit the variety nail on this one. Yeah. Obviously this festival is successful. It's like, what, 37 years? I think they're doing something right.
Must be, yeah. And then, you know, we were talking with Lisa earlier, and, you know, she was just saying that one of the great things, and I think actually you mentioned it too when we were talking the other week, was that at this festival is that you are going and you're seeing the other shows, and then you're mingling with your fans and you're talking, and it's not, you know, like some big superstars that rush off the stage and into a bus, and you can just have a good time, and that's so cool. It's really cool.
I think it's really important. I don't think I've met a single musician yet that really actually prefers this kind of isolated treatment. I think that people want to meet people who are liking their music. Mm-hmm. I mean, that music is very much about, just as much about the audience as it is about the performer. So yeah, this is a fantastic example of everybody just, you know, hanging out together and having a good time.
I'm going to put you on the spot here. Dumb question. Would you come back next year?
Yeah. Oh my God. If they asked us, hell yes, we would come back next year. No question. No question.
And then the final question I love, or not really question, is sum up this weekend in one word.
Oh my goodness.
We stumped her.
I'm
yes!
Stumped.
Rainy. There you go. Rainy. No, it's only just started.
No, it has only just started. I'm going to say light. You can leave that. You can
no,
come up
you know
with
what we're
going to
do? We're going to edit that out. We're going to give you another word.
You're going to give me another word? Okay, all right. No, I meant like light.
Oh, okay. Yes. It's light at midnight here. That's also kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm going to say. This is terrible.
Are we going to go to break? We're going to...
One word for the weekend.
One word to something... You did.
Legendary. That's nice.
No, but you can't use this one. Okay, now Emily's joining us again now and cheating with Maya here. You know, your own word.
Oh, phenomenal.
My word was epic, yours was legendary and phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
And light was the first one.
But I meant light. Because trying to sleep with fleece on the windows...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to get back to the music. Thank you so much for joining us. All right. Dawson.jbonair.com. Back to the music.